Okay, we're starting now. Okay, just for the record, can you please state your full name?
My full name?
Yeah.
My full name is Rabas Solomon Shono.
Okay, I think, can you hold that just there? Yeah, just on your knee, that's fine. So we can capture it, because I'll speak a little bit louder. When were you born?
I was born in 1988.
1988. Yes, and where were you born?
I was born in the farm, Glenmore.
And how is that close by here in Ramaluzi? How far away is that?
It's not far away. It's close to Ramaluzi.
Maybe how many kilometers away?
6 kilometers.
So it's a very close farm there.
Yeah.
Were your parents farm workers?
Yeah, my parents did in the farm worker, but no, it's not the farm worker.
But at that point, when you were born there, they were working on the farm?
Yeah, they were working in the farm.
And what kind of work were they doing there on the farm?
My mother is still in the kitchen, but my father working to the tractor and making something in the farm.
Okay. So can you tell us maybe a little bit about what it was like growing up on that farm there as a young child?
As a young child?
Yeah.
It's great just because we learn more things about in the school as a mayor.
Okay. Were you going to a farm school? Was it a farm school or were you going to another?
It's the farm school there.
Okay.
The teacher comes to a location to go there.
Okay.
Then we come to school every day.
Mm-hmm. And did you enjoy growing up on that farm? Did you like or was it not such a good situation?
It's not such a good situation. But when in grade 8, I must come to location.
Okay.
To grade in a kilometer from there to Fujun school. And after that location, I'm going back again. So.
Okay. Okay.
If you want to speak in Sotho, do.
Sotho.
Yeah, and then he can translate.
He can always translate. If you're more comfortable speaking in Sotho, please speak in Sotho if you want. Okay. You don't have to speak in English. So you were on the farm until grade 8.
No. It's until grade 8.
No, not until grade 8.
So
when how started my good blessing?
Grade 3.
Till grade 3. Okay. So you were there. And did you have good relationships? Did your parents have good relationships with the farmer? And what kind of housing did you live in there on the farm?
We used to say in the four-room houses.
Four-room houses. And did you have, what about food situation and basic services?
They used to give my parents meal, but the rest of the food, my parents used to buy them. Mm-hmm. And there were no electricity.
Okay, the kinds of things as a child that you did on the farm, I mean, you went to school, you stayed there most of the time, you played there with a lot of friends. Was it do you remember it as a happy childhood?
Yeah, what we used to do, the beautiful things were like at school we were drawing, even after school when we were alone we were also drawing and making some wire cars and wire tractors. Yeah.
And where did you As a child, do you ever remember the mistreatment by the farmer or the by you know in those days, because that would have been the 1980s, yeah?
Cholo kangwana. Wa hopola hore batswadi ba ha mhlomo magwa ka ba rapulasi. Una ba tswere hantle ka ba hampe na.
Ke ha re tla tlona se batswadi hampe ba se ba se ka ntlo ka
Before we move out from the farm, I didn't treat my parents like before when they were having a good relationship. We were treating people bad. So that's why I moved out from the farm.
Can you explain a little bit more about what happened that you guys moved out on the of the farm?
How hopola ga khona ho hlalosa hanyenyana hore na hoetsa itseng hore batswadi ba 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 tle ba tle plusing ba le ba qabana le yena ka pa hoetsa itseng
ba ile ba qabana le yena ha ba qeta ho qabana le yena e bile go qabanetse msebetsing mme re ntate ka bona ba qabana ha fitla go ba le if it are go e be kenya malome ka ka re ba qabana ba re ne re tswe for 5 days
My parents had a fight, so someone else took it to the white farmer, and then it involves my uncle. So the farmer said to my parents and my uncle, you must move out before 5 days. Within 5 days, they must be out of the farm.
And how long had your parents lived on that farm?
How hopeful are you about how about you did the 15 years.
15 years.
Yes.
Sure. Now, when you said you came in grade 3, you came to the school here in Ramaluzi. Yeah? You started schooling here?
Yes. Yeah,
at the primary school?
Yeah.
Okay. And how did you come to school every day from the farm?
How popular and would you lady blessing with a grade 3? What a mona Ramaluzi. Can I go you? Unusa majwang with lady blessing with location. Kapa o no so dula mo kitcheneng o bon khono ha o ka pa jwa when I move out from the school farm and come to the township school in Ramaluzi, I used to stay to my father's sister.
Okay, so you stayed with relatives here.
So
in Ramaluzi
I didn't travel.
Sure.
And when your parents left the farm, where did they move to?
But sorry, how about you apply in Buffalo's guy?
They
came direct here in Ramaluzi.
Did you guys have a house here?
Linelale stands a pantry in El Dulao, Capal, Fitzgerald by Pay.
We used to have a site.
All right. And then did your father build a on the site?
That was a hand to move. Capal, I don't cook. He built a shack.
All right. And are you still living in that same shack?
Sanze nula kam kukungo. No, we are staying right now in the RDP house.
Okay. And when did they build the RDP house?
How old are you? RDP high level.
1999.
In 1999.
Yes.
And what year did your parents leave the farm?
Kikasul mazefin se bazaru ha ubane mbalela kwa kiplasi.
1996.
Okay, so when you came, and you came here in what year when you came for third grade, for primary school, what year was that?
The castle was even in the water school, the school location.
The
castle was in the
school location.
2000. I started to attend school here in the year 2000.
In the year 2000?
Yeah.
Okay.
What grade was that?
Third grade. Grade 3.
Grade 3.
Okay. So when you came here, how did you find the was there difference between the school in Ramaluzi and the farm school that you had gone to?
How gala gena skolo monal kishining. Uno nal papa mpa genza skolo sel kishining lesa di plasi.
Yeah, papa ne te bani. Ha ke fitla kishining. Ka ke tama go di piroto ya chinja. Ha sa le mistress sa le moya go tantu wa. Ho tsokena mistress sa mangata. And le mulo mo sa subject da.
Yeah, when I arrive here in Ramaluzi school, there has been a difference that I didn't know before. Like when I was attending a school at the farm, there was only one teacher. So when I get here, I found out that teachers are changing with periods. So from the morning up until maybe 8 o'clock, is this teacher from, you see, they were changing with periods.
And did you find that the work in the school was more difficult?
Oh, love mana hore msebetsi o ka sekolong kana go eo. O batla le thata o feta wa maplasing ka bona le bobebe.
O batla le thata feta maplasing.
It was a bit difficult than rather than the farm school.
All right. If you can just speak up a little bit because of the noise in the background.
Okay. Ha o khona o re kopa phamisa lentswe la ha o hanyenyana.
Okay.
Bizolalra dalegamara.
You, if you were, if I remember from what you said, you were born in 89, right?
88.
So in 1994, you were 6 years old. What do you remember about 1994 at that period when you were six? Do you remember anything about the changes, about what was going on in the country?
I go pula hantle. We say o shayle ka 1988. Ka 1994, no about 6 years. So o sanze no hopola hore na ho etsa tseng ka 1994. Go bile le diphetogo ka palo.
Ka 1994 bile diphetogo tse ngata tsa just like re democracy. Le fa mantse ka democracy mo di place ino re. Ile a qala wa tlong kwa batswa di ba lo vota ka ofena. Gona bana re sala re place.
By that time there has been some changes because our parents were taken to go and fold and we remained behind. So there was some changes, yeah.
How did that make? Did you remember excitement? Was there a lot of people talking about the things? What do you remember as a child?
Well, how hopula handle. Anaba to baba ngata bane ba bua ka dintho tseo tsa hore hey re tso vota in bane ba tshabile ka pa jwang.
E bane ba tshabile bane ene le bane ba hlahile kgethu ba hlahile vota mogahlo bona ba o batlang. Kana go
Yeah, people were very excited because it was their first vote in time. So they voted for the party that they want and that they like. Yeah.
And yourself, as now a young man, when you think about 1994, what does it mean to you?
Well, na bo nemba ha o jalo ka mhlangana ya santseneng a le motho. Ha ona hana ka selemo sa 1994. Se bulela eng wena ka pa se sa ikutlolo.
O selemo sa 1994 ke mo ho nyongwa fumana democracy hore re le batho re le kaneng ka boleng ba bona.
Ee batho bo wena bo ne ba.
Bo ne ba okay bo ne ba ka nna ke le ka bona le ntusha.
On my own on 1994 when I remember about 1994 that was good for people to vote because now everyone has got his own rights, so he's got democracy and freedom. Yeah.
And why is that important for you?
Hobane so selo bohlokwa ho
wena. O se bohlokwa ho lona hobane ke freedom ne re ga lekanang mo dinang thumolong ya lekana.
What makes that important to me is that all of us, we are equal, and everything that we want, we are equal.
Okay. So when you started schooling here, you say about 2000 when you started here in Ramaluzi, yeah. How did you find life here in Ramaluzi for being a child here?
Jalo ka ha uru ugadlo kena skolo mona Ramaluzi ka selemo sa 2000. Lafmana bophelo bo le joan ramolotse.
Lafmana bophelo bo tshintshile ha ho feta ba di plus. So and hape ntho le dinga tse neng ke tsuwa bana. Just like bo sekolong ne khona ho ke yo se ke khutle. Ba di ntho tshintshile ho feta tsa di plus.
Like when I came here it was useful to me because there was a lot of changes in Ramolotse. Like when I used to have time to go to school and come back and do my studies and so forth. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And you're in the school. While you were at the school, did you see the school improving over time? Was there like new buildings built and so forth?
Jolo ka ha le sekolo mo. O la bona tswele pele ya sekolo jolo ka ka ho ya dikolo le ntse tsedi.
Ke le sekolo ke ya bona tsolo pele ya dikolo tse ko wa wa tlase tsengata for bana ba bangata.
Yeah, I've seen that improvement because they were built schools and like the school those who used to have shortage of classes they were extended so that kids can get classes all of them rather than staying outside of the school, but at the same time the government says they have been at school. Yeah.
When you were there in school, how many students were in your class?
Kana go ngene ngolo sekolo. Ka class nya how ne le le bakae?
41.
We all together 41.
41.
That's, is that now or before?
Ke hona jwale ka pake pele. It's about the year 2000.
And you're still in school now, yeah? What grade are you now?
Ntolo sekolo ngona jwale with a grade man.
He's and how many students now in your class?
36.
There are 36 in the classroom.
Okay. Right.
And I just want to ask, when you came here to Ramaluzi, in terms of discipline in the school, the way he teaches maybe disciplined students, was it different from how it was in the farm school?
Na go nyawo ne ngwe tsakolo mona Ramaluzi ka yo. Ha holo holo ntleng la khalemelo ba ne ba dikolotsela e ma dijere. Ane nga khalmela bana ka yona o bona hona le phapang dipakeng tsa sekolo sa diplasing le salvation nna e bona
le phapang
yo. Yes, I do see the discipline, a big difference.
Explain to us what the difference is.
O ga re salusa zorna phapang ke eng?
Ke phapang nga ta ho bona machere a mona ke a gona khalene ba re khalmela ene na ku o ntse mphoso ba o nga ba bua lwe nana.
Okay. There is a big difference because, like, when I do something wrong at school, the school teachers are trying to discipline me rather than at the farms, because there was only one teacher, and the school has maybe from grade 1 up to standard 5. So he couldn't look after all the kids. So, yeah, it's better than at a farm, because there is a lot of teachers at schools.
Okay. And how many of you were on the farm school?
Kau fela haro na ne le bakae sekolong sa plus. Ha bo sa
hopola. Sekolong sa plus ne le 40 something ba go pande ba plus TD. Bana plus ne le bikinya nao.
In a farm school, all in all, we are about 46 or 40 something. Because we, as the people who were living on that farm where the school is, we were too little. So the others were coming from the other farms and attending the school on the farm that I used to stay.
Okay. And okay.
No,
I understand that you are a member of
COSAS. Kya utla hore
Are you a member of COSAS?
The name of COSAS.
Yes, right. I am.
When did you join COSAS?
We joined learning COSAS.
It's the month of February.
I joined COSAS this year, early in February.
All right. And was COSAS in the school before you joined it?
COSAS in the elite school before we joined. It used to be there.
All right. And why did you join COSAS?
Why did you join COSAS? There are so many things that I wanted to know about courses and even the students at school. So I wanted to know what is going to happen. Yeah.
What did you know about COSAS before you joined it? Did you know anything about the history of COSAS or the kind of organization it was?
I read that a little bit about COSAS history.
And what did you think? What did you like that history? What did you think about it?
Ule wa irata history ya bona ka pa ulana hana jwa.
History ya bona ke le ya rata ka bona ke tle ke tlo kena ka ga ke go tswele sepe. She o tsala.
I did like their history, and I decided to come and join them that so that I can participate with them so that we can go forward.
And when you say go forward, what do you mean? What does it mean to go forward? This
how re retswele pele ka palentse tse mogatlo pele re go pa re hlalosetsa nyenyana batla re
Okay, ha ke re tsitse mogahlopele. Ke re ntse mogahlopele go re re tse go me ga hlomo ya dikolo ba neo. O ntse na le dikolo tse dintse ke nana mapolasi ntse le go ha dina di member tsa Khosas.
Yeah, I wanted to I join it Khosas so that we can assist the other school kids on the farms where there is no Khosas so that they can know that what is their right at school and what to do at school and why are they going to school.
Okay, and if you were to meet one of these farm students, what would you tell him? Why should they join Khosas? How will Khosas help them?
Ha ulo kopana le bana bana ba dikolo tsa maplasing o tlo ba blella eng hore ba join Khosas?
Problem to tsingata tse go tse tsala ntikolong le tse tsetseng dilemo tse fetileng go the winner ba la history Khosas ka teng.
Eh, go ba mahlala mo
mahlala.
Okay,
re tlo ba hlalosetsa gore aba join Khosas ona ntse go tsala ntsa bona tsengata tse tlo bua di tsala ona le go ona ntse ba tlang go ba di fumane ba di utlwisise o tlo motho ngana former Khosas.
What I would do when I meet them, I will try to explain to them so that they can join Khosas. But the main thing is that we need to bring them together so that they can know their rights, even though they are attending the school on the farm.
And what are those rights? What kind of rights are those?
Ke di tokelo di feng tse ba nang le tsona sekolong.
Tokelo tse ba nang le tsona sekolong ke sa mamela, ho ruta, ho mamela. Asa hula hula na matichero remember tsa dikhosas tlamile matshego utlo ka bona tlamile rona rutlo ka matshego mare handle fe ba rutse handle lo ntse tso tso
the rights those that they have at school is that teaching we mustn't argue with teachers. So the first one, the most important one, is that we may listen to the class teachers because we are there so that the teachers can educate us. Yeah.
And has Khosas here in Ramalutsi have they taken up any campaigns?
Khosas mona ka Ramalutsi hona le into 18 ba kileng ba yetsa ka bahang ke hona ntse le re letladietsa jola ka o bitsa bana ba dikolo le tle le tlo ba hlalosetsa re mogatla wa Khosas o molemo ha ka kang ho
o tlo kana go kgine tseng kana last ba ntse ba di etsa o tlo kana go kgine ka tse ka nna nna ka se bogwa go tla mo re go pandile sekolo sa kgolagano fela e re bua ba ntse ba bua rona ja se ga sekolo sa kgolagano.
Yeah, before I joined Khosas they used to have campaigns, but since in February when I joined them up until now we met with one school which is that I'm attending Kgolagano school. So for now we didn't have any event in this year or in this period of the year.
Okay. And what were those prior to that, what were the campaigns in the past? What kinds of campaigns?
Di ntho tse ba neng ba di etsa selemo se fetileng ha be wa hopola rona ke di feng ke mfuta ke tsa mfuta ngwe
ba ne ba etsa ntho seng ga
o ka hlalosa e leng mme ba tsepe
ke go bona go le ba ile ba tswa slim safety leng ba ya bo ba re si una ntse ba lo di etsa slim safety leng e ba khutla le ntse ba bua ba etsa bo di meeting tsa bona ba kopana thutsa bona di meeting tsa bona bo di nako tsa bona ba lo kopana ba lo bua ba agenda go lo bua ka bo emo.
What I remember about previous year was that Khosas went to Paris, and when they come back from Paris they called meetings at the schools and they were discussing the agenda, what are they going to talk about. But by that time I didn't know what are they talking about because I wasn't part and parcel of Khosas. Yeah.
And just like a little bit away from the Khosas stuff, how at school are you a good student?
Hare tloa hanyenyana ntontsa Khosas bueneng ba hao sekolo o itshwere hantle. Yes, I'm good.
All right.
Because my parents told me that when I'm going to school, I must have good attitude at school. So I'm doing what my parents told me.
And what does it mean to have a good attitude at school?
botloka ba hore o be le boitshwaro bo botle sekolong ke eng bo tlalosae
bo hloka go be le boitshwaro bo botle sekolong a se ke join ntho tse ngata tse tsalang tse tswang ke baithuti ba ba sekolong ka studying bo botsotsi bo eng ba rutile gore ke sekolong ke le gore o korekile ke sepheo sa ka sa ya sekolong kore ke rutee tle tse ba motho mo setšhabeng.
The main thing is that to have a good attitude at school is that you mustn't be involved on crimes. Like the other students, when they are at school, they are doing what they want to do at school. So my parents told me I'm there to be educated so that I can be something for the nation and the entire Africa.
Sure. And when you say that, you know, that other students are doing other, like, the wrong things at school, or they, you know, they're just doing what they want, give us some examples of what people do at school that are perhaps, you know, not that are not a good attitude.
How re hona le bana ba ba dikolong ba itshwereng biswara hle pick up hampe o ka re fa mohlala hore na dintho tse mpitse ba di etsang sekolong ke dife tse le sa di thabeleng.
Ntho tse re sa ithabeleng tse ba di etsentseng ka sekolong ke tsa go telela matitšhere, go tsamaya ka bo dithipo, tla ka dithipo sekolong, le tsa go tsubela ka gare ntho e di-toilet-e.
The bad things that the other students are doing at school is that some of them are carrying knives when they attend school. Some of them are smoking in the toilets. Yeah.
And when you say students are getting knives to school, is there a lot of fighting in school?
Ha re ba ya ga ditipa sekolong. Bona le dintwa tsengata dikolong.
Bona ba go ba fumi ba fumi di kwate tsa bona. So ha ba qabane bona le ba bang ba kena sekolong. Ba go re le ba qabane o squad season se futse seseng. So ba tse bona le ba ba kae ba kena sekolong ba tla be ba le ba attend sekolong.
Yeah, what is happening at Ramuluti schools, there are these gangsters. So when they had a fight maybe over the weekend, they knew maybe two or three of a certain gangster is attending school at Kholagano. So those who attending the school at other school, like at Rahauhetswe, are coming with that huge number of their gangster and attack this at the school premises. Yeah.
Why, for as a student, why do you think that there is so much, well, not so much, but this gangsterism and these problems in the community? Why do you think?
Jolo ka ngwana ke nang school. O nahana hore ntho tsena tsa dikwad di bakuwe ke eng ka hara community ya Ramolosi kapa di ama baagi ba Ramolosi jwang le wena o ntse o sa sala morago le motswale wa gago.
Di ama baagi ba Ramolosi ga botlhoko just because ga o kopana motho mongwe o sa o lwantsha e le gono le siko mo mme ba kopanela bosigo mme o gongwe shopong o kopana le wena o batlang ka ntho e o e rongweng ka maanana ande e se ya gago. So e re ama botlhoko re because la re sa tsabana le bona ke tsamaya le motswale ba kgona gore ba tla o ikabanya le gona.
These gangsters is affecting the entire community of Ramuluzi because, like, our parents, me and my friends, maybe they send us to the shop to buy something for their parents. These gangsters, when they meet us on the way, they just want to grab what we've been sent to the shop. Or they make something that they can fight with us, like when you come in and pass them, they will just push you so that you can say something. Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me. But you know, I'm sure that you probably know some of these people. You know them. They go to school with you and everything. Do you have? What's your opinion of why do you think that those kids have turned like that? Why they have doing those kinds of things?
Jalo ka kinahana hore mohlomong wa batseba ba bang ba bona o kena sekolo le bona. Jale ke batla tseba hore na ke eng o nagana gore ke eng se ba fetotseng gore ba be mokgweng o ba leng
gore ke nagana gore ba ya ka mora ditšhomi
I think they follow the friends, because what is happening is that when we're walking together, like we are five now, and we are going to a certain place, and we are afraid maybe for Ahmed, and Ahmed is telling us, hey, go beat that guy, you must just go and beat that guy. Yeah.
Okay.
And I just want to ask you, when in school, how does the gangsterism affect you as a student while you're at school?
The gangsters is the amajwang kana ko e ulele sekolong ka yona.
Ha ba lwane ba gore re batle ba tlo latela classing ba lwane lwantse ka di classing.
Ka ofela bana ba ka classing ka manje.
E ka manje mang o kore ha le o qabane ba le qabane. Ha tlo latela classing o tlo batla ho lwantse ka ofela.
Yeah, what is happening is that like when we had a fight with another group of gangsters on the street over the weekend. They are going to attack you at a school, and when they get into your class, they would fight the whole class, not only the person that they want. So that is affecting us, because some of us, we are not gangsters.
And have you ever experienced trouble with the gangsters?
Oh, ukila hlokomela mathata abakuang ke di gangsters.
Yeah, mathata abakuang ke di gangsters ke ga hlokomela nna taba ni. Ha ba tsama ba le jolo, ha ba tsama ba le jolo ba khona go me ba bula batho ba tseng ka ofeng. Ene ba khona lo qabana le bona, ha ba qabana le bona se ba khona go bula o moene. Squad go re ne ke bona gangsters ha sna molemo just cause. Go ha ntso tsama di gangsters nne wa hloka.
Yeah, what I've experienced is that the gangsters themselves, they are killing poor, ordinary people. And they are killing each other. And when you keep on walking up and down with these gangsters, at the end of the day, you will be dead for nothing. So there's no use to be a gangster.
But what I'm asking is, he ever experienced being bullied by a gangster or something? And if so, tell us about it.
Ore ona boza hore na wena. O ona letse we hore wena ba kile ba o hlekefetse. Ka ba ba o philisa ka thata. Hanya yana e.
Ndi ba kopana le a le mo fela antsi kena primary.
Yeah, I've been experienced that problem once when I was attending primary school. One of them killed the other primary student. And then he told us that he's gonna take a queue. He will follow the queue, but he will end up with me, as Lehlohonolo.
And then, what did you do?
We lower his hand. One day, it was on Friday, we came to school, to our school. So, my school teacher told me that I mustn't leave, because that guy maybe can kill me on the street when I'm on my way home. But what the teachers did on that same day, they called the cops, and the cops said we must go and open the case. So we've been there and opened the case, but up until today, nothing has happened about that case.
Have you had many of your own friends that have died or have been seriously injured or have been affected by this kind of problem with the gangsters?
Una le metswalle e mengata e le maditsweng kapa e bolailweng ke di gangsters.
Ke a le mong fela nne ke nna primary.
No, it's only one friend of mine which is killed by the gangsters. The same one that I used to attend the school with him at the primary school.
And besides gangsters, besides these specific gangsters who are causing this problem, are there any other problems in the school that, for example, that you think are very important? Let me give you an example, let's say, of drinking or maybe smoking, you know, taking drugs or those kinds of things.
Onahana hore ntle ntho tsena tsa di gangsters. Onahana hore hona le mathata amang ang gang sebaka. Kari nako nya school. Jwalo ka bo hunwa ka pa hutsu ba bo matekwane di drugs jwalo jwalo.
Kana go ya school ba di sebedisa ka di toilet, ba di sebedisa fe. Ba khone go ba di sebedisa di toilet. Ba nang ba ka ta hunwa ka bo break mara la bone le frita fre ke hona motla go bona ntemba nwa.
Yeah, there is, but they, like those who are smoking dacha, they smoke it in the toilets. Those who are drinking, they are drinking at school, but you'll see them mostly on Thursday or Fridays at break time. Yeah.
Okay. And in terms of the school, do you have enough textbooks and pens and so forth?
Libiton la skolo unalidi textbooks telekaning. Le body pen e jalo jalo. Yes, I do have the enough textbooks and pens. They are available.
And the school authorities, like the principal and the teachers, do you think that what are they doing to deal with some of the problems that you have discussed? Or that you've told us about?
Lebison la musuwe shoho lebasuwe wasebetsang le bona sekolong ba etsa eng ka mathata ana o se wa buile ka ona haholo a hona jwala boitsi ba matekwane dikolong kana ko ya break
e kana ko break ya ho ba mele bo jwala ba tsubile ba gona re ba bitse maponisi ha ba o bone ba bitse maponisi a me ba tlopolwe ba o khalmele fetsa o tlisise ba bitse maponisi a tlopolwe
They try to, the teachers and the principal, they're trying to talk to these guys. But if the person doesn't want to listen to them, they just call the cops. And that's it.
And do the police act against students?
My teacher, re hona le ntho ba etsang kgahlano le bana ba sekolo. Like, ha ba tauwe, ba tsubile bomatekwane, ba etsa meferefere eo ya bona. Maponis
ba banga fela ba tsama le bona but tsa di hlamo ba se ba le teng ha sekolo
the cops just take them away and the following day you'll see them back at school again.
Okay. Now we just to get back a little bit to maybe some more general questions your parents since you've come here to Ramaluzzi and since you've been going to school what is it that your family does your father and your mother
Hai sale utlile mona Ramolutu kena sekolo mona Ramolutu. Ha joale ba tswa di ba hao ke eng se bona ba se etsang hore le ka phela.
Me go se tsa maisi.
Ntate wa hao.
Le dimo e nonza le dimo tsifia.
My mother is working at a kitchens. And my father is not working.
Okay, but now you live in an RDP house, yes? You got the RDP house just a few years ago. Has that made a big difference for you as a student in your ability to study and to live, you know, as opposed to living in the Makuku?
Jolo ka ha hona jwale o dula ka ntlo ya RDP. Seo se ntse ho be bobebe for wena hore o ka kgona ho balla ka tlung rather than le hane le dula ka Makuku.
Since we were one hundred dogam cocoon, including at the petty sign, Sahonu, Mananagoba, and the time Utobalan Bape, Tamu by Melipo, Dupin, Utoba, the city of Subatova. So the pains away one did to the Honor to land the Honor of Manchansova.
Yeah, since we've got the RDP house, there is an ability because when we were staying in the Mukuku, there were many finishers in the house. So maybe like when you want to read or study they are busy cooking and so since we've got the RDP house, it's much, much better because they can do their own things in the Mukuku, and then I can study in the RDP house. So that's it.
And then just want to ask you, in terms of electricity and so forth, you're on prepaid as well.
Ke kopa ho botsa fela lebitsong la motlakase le tse ding jwalo jwalo bo metsi. Ke ne ke batla tseba hore na le reka motlakase ka karete kapa metsi le wa reka ka karete na?
Reka motlakase ka karete, metsi ona a tla ba checka dimitarong ba patala ka kgwedi
fela. We just buy electricity with prepaid, but water it's on meters, the old meters. Mm-hmm. So they just come and check the meter, the meters. Then by the end of the month, you must pay the money that we owe for water.
Has it ever happened that someday you ran out of prepaid electricity and the lights went off?
Why is that? So why is that? Le dule mhlomong le sena motlakase. It happens, but not for long.
What's the longest you've ever been without electricity?
Ke nako e kae e o e dulang ntle le motlakase? It's about 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Can you just describe for us just an ordinary day for you here in the community? You know, you go to school. What do you do after school?
O ga re tlhalosetsa fela ha nyenyana hore na like how to school. Ke eng seo se etsang ho tswa sekolong?
Ha ke tswa sekolong ke fitlha fela ke etsa qeta ho ja, ke a phomola nyenyana. Be ke a fela tshomi ka be ke kgutla inako ya ka ho tlo bala ho tlo tsa dihomeke. Late ke ya sekolong lo study.
Like when I come back from school, I rest, take a rest a little bit. When I wake up there, maybe I slept a little bit. When I wake up there, I went to my friend. And when I come back from him, I'm coming to study. Around 7 o'clock, and then at night, I'm going to the school and study. Yeah.
So you go to school every night and study?
Yeah, school and Michelle and Michelle will study.
Every
night.
And in the morning, before you go to school, what do you do when you wake up?
We're saying, how to appeal your school? We're saying. When I wake up in the morning, I wake up around 5 o'clock in the morning. And if is there any schoolwork that I left behind, I finish my schoolwork and I wash, take a bath, and I make tea. After drinking my tea, I'm wearing my school clothes, I'm going to school. And if it's time for examination, like when I read yesterday, this morning I just make a
revision
before I'm going to the classroom to write.
Right. And in terms of at home, do your parents expect you to help with anything?
Joloka hai, batswadi ba hao ba lebeletse hore o ba thuse ka ntho tse ding tsa mosebetsi wa hae. Oh yes, they are expecting me to help them with some things, like doing garden and cleaning the yard, and so forth.
And this last question for me, I see that you're working. I mean, you're obviously studying very hard. What do you want to do when you finish school?
Ke bona hore o bala ka thata, o batla ho etsa eng ha o qeta sekolo. Yeah, when I complete my matric, I am willing to attend university so that I can forward my education.
And what would you like to study at university?
Otorata uchutela in ko university. What way?
University doctor.
I want to be a doctor.
Do you know anyone who's studying at university from Ramolotsi?
Otsuba emunga balango university. Ya tswa mo Ramolotsi. Nna mutho mdziba. I've never met such a person in Ramolotsi.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, does your school offer any what we would call extracurricular activities, sports, clubs, those kinds of things? What goes on outside the classroom? And are you involved in any of that, or do they offer any of those things?
Jalo ka ha hona le dipapadi tse itseng sekolong. Ke ne ke batla ho tseba fela hore na o nkile karolo dipapadi na kapa o etsa eng sekolong?
Sekolong ke nkile karolo dipapadi ka cricketeng le ka diatletiki mo matha.
I've taken part at school because I'm playing cricket and I'm an athlete.
So the school has facilities like to play cricket and for a track to run and things like that.
Sekolo sina le di sebediswa di bitsong la ntho tsa cricket kapa di ntho tse tse matshelang ho tsona jwalo ka ba athlete.
Sekolo le sina le tsona ba thadi ngata tsiling reading ka love life.
Yeah, the school has, but they are not so much. So some of them you are getting them from love life. Le bitso la bo di athletic le mathela kae?
Mathela ka stadium sa ka tropo.
When is there any athletics? We are going down there in town. There is a some sort of stadium.
So that park over there.
Yeah, the park there.
Okay, we see.
So we are doing those down. Okay. Those athletes there.
Okay. Now, I just wanted to ask a few more questions that is about your opinions on certain things broader than school and your as a student. When you look here, you've lived now here, you're going to matric, you've lived here for many years. When you look at this community of Ramolotsi as a young person, what do you see? In other words, what are the good things and maybe also the bad things in Ramolotsi?
Before you translate, one second, let me change this.
Okay, we're just going to have to change the text. Okay, I'm just going to repeat my question. You've lived in this community for many years, you're a student here. Excuse me. I want to know your opinion. What do you think about when you look at the community, when you look at all of this community at Ramolotsi, the things that you think are good and the things that maybe you think are not so good in this community, about this community?
Jalo ka ha o kena sekolo mona Ramolotsi, so o dutse nako e telele mona Ramolotsi. Ho na le dintle le dimpe tse teng ka hara motse wa Ramolotsi. Ke eng tse o di bonang tse ntle lebitsong la baahi ba Ramolotsi? Ke difeng dintho tse o di bonang hore atjhe tsena tsona ka nnete ha di tshwane le baahi ba Ramolotsi?
Ho na le di-light tse ding di a shota, batho ba ka bo boiping ha ba so fumane bo di-dance, ba batla ba kgone go tla bo boiping ba sele di-dance. Ke dimpe tse tsalang, tse ntle tse tsalang ke bona hore kgona ntse tlo kenya bo di-showcase di teng tsona, ke tsona tse ntle bana ha selo sebitse mabakete section eng eo.
Yeah, what I see bad is that there is not enough street lights in the township of Ramolotsi, number one. Number two, there are so huge number of people who are living within the informal settlements. So it's difficult to get sites for those people. Those are the bad things. Those are the bad things. And the beautiful things that I see for now is that we are no longer going to use the bucket systems, because we can see now they are busy trying to implement the flushing toilets. Yeah.
Okay. And what, just sorry, this is something I missed earlier on. On weekends, when your school is out, what do you do for fun? What do you and your friends do to have a good time here in Ramaluzi?
Jalo ka highly weekend, lesa ya skolo. Wena le mtswalo wa hao. Ke ntwe le itsang, ho ithabisa fela.
A bu thabisa fela, re a ho motho o mtloetseng wa computer. Tla re dula le yena, a na rute ntho tse ding tse tsanang computer ya rute. O tla mo ka tsamaya le shola TV.
What we are doing over a weekend for fun is that we're going to somebody that we know. He's got a computer in the house. So we're going to him, he's training us how to work on the computer. Mm-hmm. From there, we watch the TV, and that's it.
Are there any clubs in Ramaluzi that you go to? Any nightclubs, dancing, things like that?
Honalidi nightclub. Selang was on a Ramaluzi, like Mololo Chaivanti, Lipuze, Puza go Najaranyan.
No?
We are not drinking, we are not smoking. Our parents doesn't want us to walk around in the night. So the latest time is that by 8 o'clock we must be at home.
Okay. And a couple last questions. What do you think? You're obviously a smart young man. You're wanting to go to university, be a doctor, you're trying to do things that are good, you're listening to your parents, all these kinds of things. What do you think can be improved or in the situation for your schooling there? You've talked a lot about good things that are happening, but what do you think can be improved?
Hanyanyana umuntu aitswereng hantle o batla go ba ntho itseng setšhabeng empa wena jwale boineng ba gago o nagana gore se ka eketswang sekolong mane ke eng se ka eketswang sekolong
ba kgone gore a ela mo go tlo kgonang go bapa le bokrikete teng bane o tsenetse re bapala feeling ya bolo no so ba go thusa re beele police mo go tlo kgonang go bapala krikete teng ntho tse dintse di tse e tswalang sekolong di be le sebaka mo setsweng teng gobane tlamele re emele ba bolo ba cete pele kgona ka sports sa go.
What I think can be done at school to improve the school is that they must maybe make a place where we can play cricket. Because, like when we want to practice, we have to wait for those who are playing soccer to finish up their practice. And then it's when we can go and start practicing. And by that time, it's a bit late. So we don't have enough time to practice.
Okay, and then lastly, what would you say to all the other young people, not just to Ramaluzi, but maybe some other people will be watching this and will see this, other young people. What would you say to them about the future and what they should, their attitude and what they should be doing?
From his point of view.
From his point of view.
Okay. Uri daily mona. Wena jwala har qetel. Ho bohle batle ba shebeletse ntwana. Documentary. Na fatsa ka bophara. Wena hore ba shaba tswana le wena. Ba itshware hantle ka ba tswana le lona. Ba itshware hantle o ka reng fela ho ba gothalletsa bophilo.
Wa gothalletsa bophilo o ka bolela hore gangster sa dia loka. O nwa bojwala o tsamaya bosiu o nwa jwala mo tafine bosiu ke sa lokantsi ntho ka ba kgothaletsang ga gololo go ba shebe ke thuto ya bona go ba tswelele pele gore ba tle ba kgone go thusa batswadi ba bona gone ke setse gore batswadi ba gago ba gotse gore le dula ka ga RDP o batla gore le wena motlhang ona o dulang gago botse o dula ka ga RDP.
Okay.
What I can say to the youth of the entire world is that they mustn't drink, they mustn't smoke, they must stop running around in the nights, they mustn't go to the taverns, they must focus on their education, because when they grew up He grew up in a RDP house where her parents were living. So he mustn't want that if he's big now, he's got his own place, he must also go and stay in the RDP house. Yeah.
And I want to look at more. I'm going to go to the school of the Honor with the Alfita Mo, or about the Honor Shiva and Tinga that was Chang. I'm going to think that the Patahono to Sagatona.
Yeah, yeah, really, truly speaking, they don't have to stay in the RDP house. What they have to do is to study harder so that they can help other people and educate other people, especially the coming up generations, so that they can be something to the nation on the entire world.
Okay. And is there anything that maybe we didn't ask you about that you'd like to say?
Hona le ntho engwe mohlomong re sa o botsang yona, yo no lebeletse re ka o botsa yona. E re sa o botsang yona, but e wena o ka e ratang ho e bua ho tswa maikutlong a hao nana.
Ho tswa maikutlong a ka, ntho ne ke rata ho bua, ke rata hore feela ntho tseo fetse re di buileng ka feela e sale ke bone e sale tsa morao. Kore re na le monyetla, ntho tse ngata tse re di etsang. Ntle le ho bapala cricket re na le monyetla wa kroya, re kgone tse tswedisang ntho tse pele tse ngata. And-e hona moo rata gore o tswele bo di-competition-eng ka toy. So batho ke setso re kgone go tswelela go sena batho ba eteletseng pelo, re kgone ya bo mong.
Yeah, what I would like to say is that to many things that we have said or questioned, we spoke about the cricket, but we like to draw. So we need somebody who can assist us to do maybe some arts and get somebody who can lead us so that we can enter competitions, yeah, that can make something for our nation and the coming up generations.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.